right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?
Okay!
Alvin!
Good afternoon. We're into a Hump Day Wednesday here on Speak Out. Hi, I'm Kevin Shepherdson.
True, I checked his ID. He really is Kevin Shepherdson. There's a lot of other Kevin Shepherdsons around, but you're the authentic, the original, the OG.
I'm the one.
You're the one.
All right. And we've got some guests here. We've got the president of...
Oh, wait. The president's here? I say don't impeach. What do you say?
No, not that one.
Oh, a different president.
President
Much
of Mojave
younger.
Community College.
Uh-huh.
That's
Doctor.
Stacey? Yes.
You better say that doctor thing. You know, you go to school for a long time. Can you at least give the man his due? Dr. Stacy.
Klippenstein.
That's right.
Stein.
There you go.
I want to say.
And the director of communications. That's James Jarman.
Yes.
So we better
yes,
be good
because be
he could just cut us off on the communications. He's in charge of all communications for MCC.
That's right.
Looking good today, guys. We're having fun because it's, you know, this is the week countdown.
Yeah.
The week countdown. Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
There's nothing going on next week. I mean, you know, nothing professionally.
Well, Speak Out will not be on the air next week.
There will be no Speak Out.
Well,
the rest
Christmas
of the year after Friday.
And then there's...
Well, they have some special programs, not to say the station will still be here. We won't, and, you know, live people won't, but they do have some special programming, so...
You're not going to play the greatest hits from MCC?
Yeah. Well, hey,
a week long?
Yeah. We're the last of the year.
You get the final hump day.
The final hump day.
Sounds like a rock
Isn't
album.
That great?
Huh? Yeah. So we have all kinds of good news coming from you guys. I mean, you told us that this has been a really good... This is what we've been doing with all our Board of Supervisor guests and our mayor and everybody and anybody in charge of any big, you know, organizations. And you're pretty big because you go to different cities. This is your end-of-year review.
you get to give
your state of the community college review. And it's interesting because I was looking at even just the business card. And you really do extend hundreds of miles. I mean, all the way up to Colorado City, Bullhead City, Kingman, and, of course, Lake Havasu City. And now, if somebody was to apply to do a class online, would it matter where they're at? Do they have to pay, like, out-of-state tuition if they're doing it online? Never thought about that question, did
no,
you?
No. If you're talking about within Mojave County, no, it's the same. It's the same cost. If they're out of state, then there is a different cost level.
So if you live in Needles, you're going to have to pay more because you're a California resident rather than a Mojave County, Arizona resident?
You're right, Mojave County.
Lie. Everybody, if you're listening, lie. Just tell them you're in Oatman or Golden Shores.
Box, yeah.
Well, no, I'm not lying. Right. I'm only kidding. I don't want anybody to lie about their education. But, you know, online is really becoming something else. I remember when I convinced my son to go to ASU because Kevin's daughter, my godchild, it was just a regular university, and now the ASU online is through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere. Everywhere I go, every big city, it's like ASU online. It's like, wow. I mean, that's really something for your future, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the one thing with online that federally regulated in a lot of ways that for us to be able to teach, I can somebody who is from California or from Utah or Nevada, we actually have to be certified within those states to be able to be offering online to somebody who lives there. Hmm. Because we don't have a brick and mortar, so we're offering online, we're going into those spaces. So there's a lot of things that we have to do to set up to make sure we can do that for those students. But we're happy to do it in Needles, Laughlin, even up in Hilldale, Utah, right across the border from Colorado City. We want to make sure that we could provide, because they're right there, they're our neighbors.
How long a drive is that? When you have to go visit your Colorado City campus, how long a day do you have to expect, or do you have to camp out?
Well, 3 hours for me, about 5 hours for everybody else.
Is it really?
No.
Can it be about
four and a half?
Yeah, about four and a half. You have to go through Vegas to get up there.
Right.
Yeah.
You cut through the eastern part of Las Vegas, northeast or something?
Yeah, just take 215 straight up, yeah. And then, because you have that thing called the Grand Canyon in the way.
Oh, that little thing?
So we have to go around that. So you can either go through Vegas or you can go all the way up through the Flagstaff way. Yeah.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
So it's quite a way.
It's really like a good 4 hours, between 3 and 5, depending on who's driving.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And when you talk about the borders and tuition, just think about Colorado City and Hilldale are essentially the same town. They're divided. I think the state line is like a main street, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you live on one side of the street, you're in Utah and you pay the non-resident tuition. And if you're on the other side, then you pay the Arizona, the resident tuition. So, yeah, it's something that would be nice to get worked out. But as Dr. Klippenstein was mentioning, you have to have the agreements with the other states to be able to offer
What kind of classes are the most prominent for your online program that you have already?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, I mean, like, what's the big seller? What's the big attraction? If I was looking through the catalog for online classes, what do you think is real popular these days?
The real popular ones that we have the general education classes that are on there.
Always good. Yeah. Always affordable for young people, especially.
Yeah, and so we'll have students who actually are going to NAU or ASU, and they will sign up for, you know, their English 101 or their, you know, their Science 101.
When I was a young college kid, we'd call those our general ed.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah, our requirements, our prerequisites, because you can't take any of the classes you want until you do take all the ones you need.
Yeah, and you can take those online at Mojave for $81 a credit and knock those out, and they'll transfer straight over to, you know, ASU, NAU.
Are those usually 3-credit classes for the lower division and then 4-credit if you're like upper division, if you're like an older person? In the system. I don't mean age.
It would depend on the type of class. 3 mostly, 4 might include a lab, might be a math class, that type of thing.
Now, how do you do a lab if you're an online student?
Well, they have to go to a camp.
You have to find a lab, campus close by. So, but like maybe once a week or something, and rather than every...
In some science classes, actually, you can buy a packet. It depends, and you can actually do the stuff at home.
Yeah,
try some of those experiments at home. We don't want anybody blowing up anything. You want to become a biologist, you might want to, if you want to be a chemical engineer, you might want to go into a brick and mortar. I like that phrase.
And if you're in higher education, and one thing that Dr. Klippenstein's always looking for is affordability aspects for the students, you'll hear an acronym OER, and that's just online educational resource. And our faculty go out and they look for online educational resources that are free, that they can use in their classrooms, and so if you're an online student, you'll get this access to this online educational resource that is essentially, it could be online textbooks, it could be the labs, but they'll get at a reduced cost. So that's a big push as well, that our faculty they're always looking for those deals for the students as well.
I'm just fascinated by how technologically challenged we are, Kevin and I, compared to the young kids. I mean, there's young people who probably have done online since they were, you know, young kids in high school, taking classes online. You know, I'm taking college classes. What grade are you in? 8th? It's like, what do you mean you're already taking college classes in 8th grade? I thought it was a big deal when the community college came to my high school campus and taught us, like, you know, something off the wall, business law. I mean, we'd have a rare appearance by a professor that was coming from a community college. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. Even when I was in the Navy, I did an overseas class through the University of Laverne in Southern California for oceanography, because I was stuck on a little Gilligan's Island type place. And we had somebody who was a professor, an officer, and he taught oceanography. And it was expensive back in the 70s. I paid a lot of money, but that was a cool class to put on my old educational resume. Oceanography, it fulfilled a science requirement. We'll talk about all those important things about fulfilling requirements and how a community college is a very affordable stepping stone to a bachelor's, a master's, maybe even a PhD. You never know, right? 854-5687. Our phone number, it's wide open. If you have any questions about MCC, Mojave Community College, we have the experts here. 928-854-KNTR. Give us a call.
Okay, we'll be right back. We are back here on this Wednesday, brought to you by Patio Paradise, SunPower by Esme Electric, Sam Shooter's Emporium, Chagrou's Family of Restaurants, Herb's Herbs, Mills Brothers Furniture and Sleep Center, and Realty Executives, Lake Havasu City. And we're back with President, Dr. Stacy Klippenstein, James Jarman.
He's the nurse.
No, no.
Well, the, one's a doctor, one's a nurse.
I'm a doctor's Ed McMahon, so anytime you...
Hey,
hi-oh!
Yeah, there we go. Well, you know, the time goes by so fast. I know that most big organizations take a little Christmas break, or we call it holiday break, whatever you want to call it, winter break. So are you guys going to be closed after next Friday the 20th?
We're already done, aren't you?
Yeah, we finished.
But I mean,
classes.
Your offices are open.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but except for the 24th, 25th, and then the
31st and 1st. We're done though. Yeah.
Well, the reason I say that because I see that the new classes are already coming up for the spring semester on January 21st. That's only a month away.
That's right.
So now's the time. I mean, make the pitch for why people need to enroll immediately, today.
Yeah, if you wait till the last minute, the classes may be full. My daughter actually found that out. Before the commercial break, we were talking about online classes. Mm-hmm. There's some students, my daughter, for instance, who do not like online classes. They need to be in a classroom. Uh-huh. And so she's taking classes, and I said, you can take them online. And she says, no, absolutely not, because she tried once before, and it's just too hard.
Well, you're so distracted, because then you can play on your phone, and you get an email, and it goes, bing, right when you're in the middle of a class on your laptop or whatever. It's like, oh, man.
You know? She waited until the last minute because she didn't quite understand the process, and I was letting her do it all on her own, kind of an adult type situation for her, because she was right out of high school, so I wanted her to go through the process herself. And she didn't get registered for classes for fall until about a week before, and the classes, two of the classes that she really wanted were full. So now's the time to get in there and start to fill out the free application online. You can do that. You can give them a call at 1-866-MOHAVE-CC. They'll help you. Again, then they'll get you hooked up with an advisor. But the main reason is get ahead of that crowd, because everybody seems to wait until 2 weeks before, and then you have just a mad dash to get in there. And a lot of the general education classes that everybody needs they fill up pretty quick, and the online classes will fill up quick.
And the student who was a student this fall, we want to make sure they're getting registered soon enough as well. So if you haven't yet, get with your advisor and get signed up.
So it says here you can go to the free application at apply, that's a capital, apply.mohave.edu.
Yep, that's it. You fill that form out, and somebody will be right with you. They contact you, actually. As soon as you fill the information out, even if you don't have some of the information there, you can click continue, and somebody will call you almost immediately.
What was that 866 number, 1-866?
Mohave CC.
Oh, no periods, and spell Mohave for me.
Yeah.
M-O-H-A-V-E.
Yes. The county in which we live.
I always want to put a J. I don't know. I'm old school, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you're at Fort Mojave, they do that.
Wait a minute. There is a M-O-J. Yeah. I'm not completely crazy.
Yeah, well, with the tribe there. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fort Mojave is with an H, but then right down the street's the tribe with the J. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Hmm. All right, 1-866-MOHAVE-CC. No dot anything, huh? Just that'll take you right to the...
That's the phone number, yeah.
Number. I did the apply.mohave.edu.
Okay. Mojave
is also capital, but I bet you it'll still go it's probably not case sensitive. It just looks that way. Apply.mohave.edu.
Yeah,
January 21st. Wow, that's so quick.
Yeah, and the website is mojave.edu, and once they go to that front page of the website, they'll see up on the top, they'll see the apply button, and they'll also see I'm interested in right in the middle of the page. Mm-hmm. And then they can click on online education, career and technical. We have all of the main options there. And
here's my favorite. Nursing.
Yes.
I would encourage every young person, male or female, to apply to become a nurse, and I'll tell you why. Moolah. You can make a great living as a nurse, and I'm saying that only because all of my friends have young daughters, and they've all become nurses, and they start off, I mean, maybe not in this county, but I'll tell you what, if you're in Southern California and you're a brand new nurse, you start off making, 100 times what we make, but, I mean, the average salary, I'm not kidding, it's in the $80,000 range for a rookie. A brand new, on-the-job training kind of RN.
Yeah, now, it's amazing.
It's a tough program.
Oh, it is a very tough program.
Very tough.
Very competitive, to get into. And it we have our nursing, our RN program, but we also have our LPN program, or practical nurse. We have CNA classes. We have a lot in the allied health fields. If you want to go into rad tech, surg tech, if you want to go into the dental side with dental hygienist and dental assisting, but all of those in the allied health field are so critically needed right now, and there's so much workforce need and demand in
that
area.
I'm going to tell you that I'm going to tell you that my dental hygienist probably makes almost as much as the cosmetic dentist that she works for. She's
they
pushy, and boy, they do 6, 8, 10 clients a day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you work 5 days a week, you make a real good salary. So if you don't want to become an RN, you become a hygienist.
Yeah.
I mean, a dental assistant's fine, but you're not going to make the money that a hygienist makes. And they really can make some great money. Very intense schooling. When I went to my best friend's graduation from dental hygiene school, many of the students had already been RNs and other professions, and they said, I'm going to go where I can make some real money. I was like, I said, what? You're giving up being a real estate broker or an RN to become a dental hygienist? And I said, oh, ka-ching, ka-ching,
yep.
Ka-ching.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, you know, we're short on nurses and teachers mm-hmm. all over the Southwest. And the more these cities grow, the more we need.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And matter of fact, I think but just last week or 2 weeks ago, we had all the pinning ceremonies, so all the graduates. Mm-hmm. And I think Lake Havasu had 20.
Mm-hmm.
I think we pinned RNs, just nurses, we pinned just over right around the 45 mark.
That's incredible.
Somewhere in there just for this ending of fall. And we'll have another big chunk coming up this spring. We're trying to produce what we can. And we're limited. We're limited in space because of clinical sites that you need. But still, it's a much needed profession, and it's one of our bread and butter programs as far, especially all of our allied health programs.
Mm-hmm.
Highly needed.
Yeah. And it's in such high demand that we have nursing available on all the campuses.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So that's why they had so many great, and the doctor was at all the graduations, so he was traveling from each campus to campus to honor all of the graduates from each
amazing.
Campus.
Well, amazing graduates.
It's nice that Mojave Community College has their own private jet so that, you know.
it's
called a Chevy Malibu aircraft.
Well, I didn't say what kind of jet. A four-wheel jet.
Yeah.
Via Anderson Chevrolet or whatever. Yeah. You'd really drive a Malibu?
That's so president-ish,
you know.
Isn't it?
That's a nice car, though. You know, the Malibus, for a while there, they weren't that stylish. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, what's that? Oh, a Malibu. That's pretty.
Well, it's a 1973, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's a 1973 Malibu, yeah. It's got the 396 in it, whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Well, hey, as long as you buy your gas at a cheap gas station. Kevin, we're having too much fun for a Wednesday.
Well, what can I say?
Keep it going.
Yeah, and with the as Dr. Klippenstein was mentioning, with nursing, that's just one of the fields. We also have surgical technology, which and radiologic technology, and
that's another great field that all my friends got into. I have like four or five friends who are technology.
Yeah, for X-rays, and that's
do X-rays, and then they specialize in MRIs, and it's like, this is a pretty cool job. I mean, you're not lifting, you know, rocks.
Yeah.
You're in the health field.
Mm-hmm. And the surgical techs, they're in the operating room mm-hmm. with the surgeons. And these are careers that you get after just 2 years. And I always look back at it because I came from the private sector over, and I started looking at a lot of what the college offers and seeing what these students are making after just 2 years. And I thought, what the heck was I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, going to it was great to get a 4-year, get a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. But like a lot of people, I was lucky enough to get a job right away. But I had a lot of friends that they got their bachelor's degree and then they couldn't find a job.
Oh, I had many friends who had bachelor's degrees and they were working at UPS or FedEx or whatever because they made good money doing that. And I said,
mm-hmm.
It's nice that you work at the supermarket and you have benefits, but, you know, in 30 years, your knees and your hip and your back, you know, you're stocking the shelves now, but when you get a little bit older, you're going to be hurting. So, yeah, we encourage everybody to work with their brain and not with their brawn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so,
and these degrees, Tracy Gift is our director of the dental programs, and I was talking to her a few weeks back and she to get an update on the program, and she said all of their dental hygienists who graduate are getting hired, and they're walking into jobs in the 50s, making in the local jobs.
Just hearing about it, I feel like getting my teeth cleaned.
Sign up for the dental hygiene program.
854-KNTR. Our phone number, if you have any questions about anything, fees or different classes, 854-KNTR. We've got the laptop ready so we can look it up and see if we offer that. MCC is here today. 854-KNTR. Give us a call. We're at that favorite time of the hour that Kevin says.
Bottom of the hour. Yes. All right. Hey, by the way, I want to give away some tickets.
Oh, please.
These tickets are really expensive.
Those are really good tickets for the hockey match down in Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
But it's for tomorrow night.
Gila River Arena, and it's tomorrow night at 7:30. That's when the game is. Give us a call at 854-5687, and you can win them. I've got four of them, and it's about $350 worth. So, some pretty good stuff. So, give us a call. You really hold me tight. We're at the bottom of the hour. Let's look at the community calendar for this Wednesday.
Okay.
Coming up later today, canine fundraiser at Fugs, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. They're raising funds for the LHC Police Department canine program. Raffle baskets are going to be there, live auction. Donations are accepted. Contact Barbara Cross, 928-230-9419. There's a kooky Christmas cookie party coming up at Lake Havasu Nazarene Church from 7 to 8:15 p.m.
Say that again. A what?
A kids' kooky Christmas cookie party.
Oh, he did it. I thought he was going to
mess
up.
Kids register at 6:45 p.m., and there's going to be stories, crafts, cookies, games. Call for more information, 928-855-4868. Coming up this tomorrow is the Christmas Chamber Mixer at Martini Bay.
That's the one I want you to go to with me. Doggone it. I want to go.
From 5 to 7 p.m., $5 for members, $10 for general admission. Call 855-9415 more information.
4115.
What did I say?
I don't know, 9-something.
855-4115.
Yeah, you said 9-1. Whatever, it doesn't matter. 4115. Just call and ask for Nikki.
Okay, Friday and through Sunday, Christmas gift wrapping.
Oh.
Community Presbyterian Church.
I need help with
3450 Shemwavy Boulevard, Friday at noon to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. For more information, 928-855-7230 for more information. Friday through Sunday, Elf the Musical at Grace Arts Live. Performances Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. Adults are $28, 17 and under, $15. For tickets, call 928-505-2787. On Friday and Saturday, the Abundant Grace Dinner Theater is going to happen. There's Uncle Phil's Diner is the name of the play. Performances Friday at 6:30 p.m., Saturday at noon. Seating is limited. It's $5 for tickets. Call 855-3689. Also on Saturday, Lake Havasu Farmers Market at the Cause on McCulloch Boulevard from 8 a.m. to noon. And Saturday, Christmas at the Center Court. Shops at Lake Havasu. Center Court, 5 to 9 p.m. The movie Elf is going to be played at 7 p.m. Santa's going to be there. For some photos, call 928-764-2400 for more information. And that's the end of the community calendar today.
Hey, let's brag a little bit about our Mojave Community College. Understand your business office was awarded a big fancy award here. I'm looking at this thing. The ACE Award? Talk about
that. Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves.
they've received this 3 years in a row now. It's the bursar's office in the business office, and it's for efficiency, office efficiency.
That sounds like one of those military words, a bursar. Go see the bursar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, think of disbursement.
Yeah, somebody that I know they have something to do with money.
Yeah.
You know? Well, right. That's all I remember is like, go see the bursar. I'm like, the who? The purser? No, not with a P. Bursar. And I told Kevin, you know, before you guys came in, I said, I think it's kind of like a comptroller or like somebody who, an accountant or somebody who like handles funding. Mm-hmm. So your bursar has really achieved a campus efficiency award for 3 years running.
Mm-hmm. That's right, 3 years running.
Yeah.
Bank Mobile ACE Award.
Yeah.
And who is that person?
Well, that's
the office.
Connie Shelley is the bursar, and she has two employees with her, too, that they help students receive any grants and funds that they have coming and then pay back the funds.
Even financial aid? The magic words for colleges, financial aid?
Oh, yeah, they work closely with financial aid.
Right, okay. Disbursement of, right?
Well, that's cool. That award recognizes offices that distributed more than 90% of all refunds during the period of January 1 through November 1.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that only a little over 100. Last year when they had it, there was only about 90 across the country that received the award. This year of educational institutions, there's about 100. So it's really a select group when you look at how many colleges are out there.
Well, let's talk about the award recipients. Account specialist Margie Chatwood.
Margie.
Yep. I thought there was a missing E, but I thought it was a typo. Office technician Jonathan Neff and bursar Connie, the aforementioned Shelley
yep.
lady.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, this Bank Mobile, I guess that's the name of a big organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a statewide bank?
Well, it's that's who the college works with to the students. Essentially, the students will get what's called a Bighorn card, and think of it like a credit card, but they can make purchases on that card, and they can choose to have the money placed on that card. And so paying that back and receiving the funds, getting the refunds, that all would happen on that card, and they help with that. So they help students with their accounts, basically their financial accounts, just pulling up their page now. I'll just read you real quick, because that's the easiest way to get right off the Bursar's website page. It says, the Bursar's office is here to assist students with their student accounts, as well as provide management information regarding billing, payments, Bighorn cards, Bank Mobile accounts, T98T tax information, and any financial holds that they may have. So they really are the key that the students will deal with as far as their funds and paying for college. And so what they've done is they've worked so well with students and increased the efficiency of students receiving their funds that they've been now awarded. Mm-hmm. So
that's probably one of the most important things for young people, and I mean young mm-hmm. between 18 and 50, is handling the finances of paying for your education, because nobody wants to start deeply in the hole.
Oh, and they have the calendar they have to follow too, which is they need to get the funds. The students need those funds so they can buy books, get ready for classes, that sort of thing. And if there's a holdup, then the students are walking to class without the proper textbooks, that sort of thing.
Right.
They're key in that.
We always encourage students to do the FAFSA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to get that in, it's the federal form for student aid, and getting that. But at the same time, is when a lot of students will be offered loans, right? So to be able to help pay for their total cost of education or attendance, I always encourage them to really be cautious, to really think through what is it they need before they take out the maximum, because you don't want them all of a sudden to be 2 years later to be in some type of debt, but to really manage that in some ways the best up front. So we do a lot of that kind of loan entrance type of advising and, mm-hmm. and so forth for students.
I think young people are really, really vulnerable, because they see, 1% interest, that's nothing. But then you got to remember what the principal is. So if you borrow $10,000, it might sound really good. It's like a little teaser rate,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, it's like, well, I thought I only borrowed $10,000. Well, yeah, but then you didn't pay it for 2 or 3 years, and now you owe $15,000. And then if you start a family or whatever, next you owe $30,000. It's like, I can't afford to buy a house because I have to pay off my student loans first.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's happened. And we just want to be cautious with young people with their financial journey.
Yeah,
right?
And that's a big part of the community college, is keeping it affordable for students, especially in our community. And the financial aid office is always trying to ensure, really you can think of it as a goal of just getting every student through college at MCC without any debt.
If you have debt, with the high pay of the salaries that students are getting, as we were talking about earlier, they can come out and they can pay for some of that pretty quickly and mm-hmm. get that off the books.
Let's talk a little bit about community education classes. Not everyone goes to college classes to get a degree, not even a certificate necessarily. There's people that maybe, they went to school, 20, 30 years ago, and they just said, I stopped because I raised a family, or I went off in a different career, but I'd kind of like to take some classes in whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do they approach that? Do they meet with a counselor and try to figure out what to do, or can they just pick and choose depending on which field they're interested in?
In a way, they can kind of pick and choose if you're talking our community ed and corporate ed classes, but our community ed classes are pretty wide open. Each campus does have individuals who are in charge, and that could be a contact for those people. So The idea behind that is, if you want to do an art class, you want to pick up something in, let's say, ceramics. I'll give you a story. I'm going to give a shout out to my wife, the better half, right? she just completed her second community ed ceramics course. She's always wanted to do it, and it's a great opportunity for her to do that. So it's art, but it's also many other things that can help somebody maybe take a look at a quick certification, kind of a continuing ed credit maybe. Help them within their current job and as an incumbent worker, be able to gain a little bit more skill and move on.
Yeah.
They're really short snippet type of courses, and they're a wide range. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, I want to say is that we are, and I know Lake Havasu, when I was down here at visiting with some Rotaries and Kiwanis groups, that they voiced that we need to do more with our kind of kids camps and kids colleges. Mm. And we are looking at bringing that back, starting up this coming summer in all of our locations. To do more with STEM-related type things for our children and our
Kevin parents. Knows what STEM stands for. He always tells me.
Science technology, and I don't remember the rest.
Engineering and math.
Yeah. Engineering and math. Okay.
Or STEAM, where you throw in art.
Oh, the art. STEAM. Well, you know, for the fun non-credit classes that are posted, there's everything from yoga to art and, you know, like you said, ceramics. I mean, you don't have to be in search of bettering your resume. You can be looking to have some fun. Maybe you're retired and you just want to relax. You want to meet some new friends. You want to, you know, have fun. I fondly remember going to my community college, even though I was working mostly on general ed. I had some, you know, what I'll say, more seasoned classmates. I mean, really, they were like retired housewives and stuff. They were the most fun. You know, everybody brings a different perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to sit next to somebody that has a completely different background, maybe even a different future. But it's fun because, you know, you can learn from all different age groups.
Mm-hmm. And you can go, and anybody out there can go and look at all of the classes at each campus online if they go to CE, think community education. So ce.mojave.edu. So it's .edu for education. And they'll have all the list of classes there. And also, if you go to the main page of the homepage, if you just go to mojave.edu, Mojave with an H, you'll see it right there in the middle of the homepage as one of the options that you can click on under the I'm interested in. You'll see community education and corporate education.
I know you're not in charge of classes and you're not the counselor, but can we give out your number too? Director of Communications, James Jarman.
Yeah, you can give my number out. Is it on there?
Yeah, 928.
What is that doing on there?
Oh, it's kind of like it's a business card, I think. 928-757-0827. 928-757-0827.
Yeah.
And then just
ask, direct him, direct
ask you for
right
extension
place,
1127. Say,
yeah.
Home, James. You know, no, they don't teach, what's that, driving service?
We do have we do have auto shop though.
Oh,
auto shop. Repair and
but you don't have what's the name of that company that drives everybody around?
Uber.
Yeah, not a Lyft or Uber company, but you can call the director of communication, James Jarman, at 928-757-0827, extension 1127. We'll be back after a quick break, and we will wrap up for Mojave Community College for this year. And we'll give out all the phone numbers, and we'll remind you about the big mixer tomorrow night at the local London Bridge Resort at Martini Bay. Chamber of Commerce mixer, the last one of the year. This is a blowout. This is a big one.
Okay. Now, part of the Havasu Community Health Foundation is Santa's Toy Bank. Excuse me. Toy Bank. If your kid is involved in that program, they're having a pickup day for the gifts. And it's coming up this Saturday, the 21st, from 9 a.m. till noon. The toys are not going to be held after that. So if you want more information about it, call 928-264-1177, and you can get all your questions answered. We'll be right back here on Speak Out. We're back here on Speak Out, brought to you by Bradley Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln, by Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Horizon Community Bank, Connected Computer and Technology, GDK CPA LLC, and Kingman Force on Force. And we are back with Dr. Stacy Klippenstein and James Jarman from the Mojave Community College.
Yeah, when you guys are here, who's watching the fort? I mean, Wait a minute.
Nobody.
I'll bet you have an assistant that, and this is also what we've been doing this week. We've been getting everybody that comes on the show a chance to give their laundry list of thanks to all your assistants and all the people who really do hold down the fort. I wasn't kidding. When you have to travel or when you have to go to trainings or, you know, conferences or whatever, you probably leave this Mojave Community College in the able hands of
Amy Curley.
Amy?
She's my executive assistant. She's absolutely wonderful. She keeps tabs on pretty much everything.
Everybody seems to have an executive assistant or a go-to person that happens to just be a lady? It's like, do they really run the world?
They do.
Let's admit it.
Yeah. I always tell people, because I've had a little boy, and when you watch them play, and I said this from the moment they were born, once they could talk and play, that girls are the ones that should be running the world. Because boys, you know, they'll run up and hit you with their head and headbutt, and the girls are talking and playing and
are you saying that we're predisposed to be like the Three Stooges?
Yeah, I have no idea why.
The girls are predisposed to like run the movie studios that hire all these guys to bonk each other?
Yeah, yeah. Boys are the headbutters, and girls are thinking about ways to get their boys to run their heads into the wall.
When you think of the Little Rascals or you watch any TV shows or movies, usually the sharp ones, the ones that are really calling the shots, are the ladies behind the scenes. That's why I think we're in a good place right now, man. First ladies are usually pretty sharp. They're the ones that tell the presidents what to do. And I mean tell them what to do, not ask them. But anyway.
And the current first lady speaks 5 languages. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, not hard on the eyes. How about you? Yeah. Do you have anybody that you want to do?
I have an office. I've got several people in there that, when I first started there, we had the project. This was 3 years ago. Our project load was, we averaged around 20 projects. And we've now got it up so that we have about 100 projects on average going through all the time. So it's really it's a whole team effort there. So everybody in the marketing and public information office there,
that's the way it is across campus, right?
Yeah,
I mean, really,
300 employees.
Locally, you got Jan Woods, who's running the college down here, Dean Jan Woods, and she has an incredible staff down here, Lake Havasu, and
another woman in charge.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And in Bullhead, it's Dr. Carolyn Hamblin.
Another woman in charge. we're establishing a theme. This is an ongoing theme. You guys might have the title, but they have the power.
They do, yes.
They're
the ones with the knowledge, yes.
I bow down to anybody who could be an administrator because, oh, man, you got to be a den mother, an administrator, a financial guru. I mean, you know, you have a very prestigious title, and, you know, it's just always nice to know that if you want to take a couple days off, everything's going to run smoothly.
Oh yeah, when you have a great team like I do we have what we call a chief group, but they, kind of our chief academic officer and student services officer, business officer and so forth, they all do a wonderful job. I have no problem in picking up and leaving, getting away for a few days, even though my brain is going crazy because I want to be there and be part of it. But, no, I have a good team.
And?
Now we have some audio.
Oh, yeah. I am MCC. If you go to the website for Mojave Community College, you can, like, hear from prior students, some of them pretty prestigious.
You know, when I started at MCC and I took, you know, one class and another class and realized that they were adding up and I was getting close to an associate's degree, that it was very attainable and the opportunity was within reach. And so I was able to set my goals based on the opportunity for attainment, and MCC allowed me to understand that and be able to realize that. You know, come out and check out MCC. Go tour the campuses in your local community. See what opportunities that are available and take a class. You have nothing to lose. And you can really take a look and see the quality of education that's offered right here in our own backyards. My name's Cal Sheehy, and I am MCC.
Oh, the mayor. Yay. The mayor.
Yeah,
that's it. Love the mayor.
Yeah.
Cal Sheehy, he's done okay.
Oh, yeah.
The kid did okay. He's the mayor. I think he's vice president and head honcho top dog down at the London Bridge Resort in the beautiful facility where they're having the big chamber mixer tomorrow night. I keep encouraging people to go because it's the last big one. It's the last one for Lake Havasu's Chamber of Commerce. This area is phenomenal. I mean, and you guys work so well with ASU. And I'm really proud to say that, you know, ASU, Havasu, and yourselves, you know, you feed each other, you cooperate, you know, you borrow each other's facilities sometimes, and that's wonderful to see. You know, I mean, it could be adversarial, but instead, you guys really have formed kind of a really friendly partnership, which benefits all the young people in the community in general, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, we're all fans of education, so it doesn't matter if it's four-year, two-year, K-12, whatever it may be. And right now we're working closely with ASU Lake Havasu on the Achieve 60 Arizona initiative, which is trying to get 60% attainment with the post-secondary higher ed. And to help, obviously, help Arizona economically with having more people who have certain types of degrees that can help with the workforce. But being able to connect with ASU and NAUs and U of A's, but ASU locally in helping students find a pathway through us, but also then to go and complete through ASU, it's been a phenomenal relationship, and we're very encouraged with this continued initiative on our end.
And our students, our graduates, do better when they transfer to a university if they start at MCC first. So they'll have a higher graduation rate at the university rather than students who just go straight to a university. So if you start at MCC, and then the nice thing about our relationship with all of the state universities is that the graduation rate is much higher than what you'll see across the country. So with ASU in particular, I think that's the highest graduation rate for students that start at MCC and transfer to a university, where we have about 80% successful completion rate. I think the average is around 60-something percent. So.
One thing I want to point out to young people and their parents and maybe grandparents is nobody ever asks you, where'd you go your first year or two? They always say, where did you graduate from? So if you went to a community college, and I mean any community college, and then you transferred to Harvard or Stanford, they say, where'd you finish?
Yeah, Harvard.
They never say, where'd you start? So you can go to ASU, NAU, U of A, or wherever. But be smart with your time and your money, and stay home and go to Mojave Community College, even online. How much time we have, Kevin?
We've got about a minute.
About a minute. Well, we do want to thank Dr. Klippenstein and, of course, Mr. Jarman, the Director of Communications. One more time with the phone number, 928-757-0827. He's panicking because he's finally going to get some phone calls. 757-0827, extension 1127. And the best way to contact Mojave Community College online is www.mojave.edu.
That's it.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you all. Happy holidays.
We're out of here for today.
No, not quite yet.
You said 30 seconds.
Well, I said a minute. But that was for those guys.
you still have a close to do, yes.
Yeah.
You did your close before the close.
Yeah. Well, we know everybody's still shopping for that wonderful Christmas gift. Yeah. We have now a spirit store. If you go to mccspirit.com.
Is that where I'm going to get my MCC t-shirt?
Right.
Yeah. Doggone it.
That's right.
And it benefits the foundation, which provides scholarships to local students.
That is correct. So check that out.
Have a great Wednesday afternoon and evening.
Okay.
Drive carefully. Stay warm. And remember, Brian Springberg tomorrow with Sound Advice, and Kevin and I will be back on Friday to wrap up this year and maybe this career. You never know. Have a great day, and keep the faith, everyone.
Dr. Klippenstein and James Jarman, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and we've got Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Tuneforce up next on KNTR Talk 106.3, Fox News at the top of the hour. We'll see you tomorrow.